Push pump. Push pump. Yeah, we talking about all of that, okay? For those 90 lovers, this one is for us, okay? The ones who really watch TV. Yes!
What's up?
That's for Shizadel on the Mizzatail on the Weapon Tide Time.
Sunday time.
Yeah, on the Weapon Tide. Yes, indeedy. Let's get, let me see what I'm looking for. There we go.
Bill, you ready? You got 10 commercials?
Let's see if I got 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I got 9. I can come up with 10.
Okay. All right.
Wait, what if you got, what if we got the same one?
I know! Which ones are the same that we got? But don't tell me none.
Okay.
And they're just going to be the same. It's fine. So I'll basically run through one, and then you give me your 10.
Out of 20 commercials, we got to have at least 4.
I hope so.
All right. Well, we're going to see.
Okay. Okay. We are here. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. You know, I got Pop Fam in the building, okay? I got Pop Fam in the building, and he's a chosen one because he is slightly a 90s whore. In a good way. And I'm going to tell you why, okay? First, y'all see the title? We're doing top 10 90s commercials because the 90s were pivotal for authenticness, okay? TV, okay? 90s TV made us feel, 90s TV made us feel like you could create without judgment.
It was entertaining.
Yeah. It was okay to be weird.
It was extra.
We felt more open, okay? Different colors and shapes and graphics, like that was cool.
High yes. sneakers. It was a lot of brands.
Yes, short yeah. step. You know, the remote, yeah. Saturday TV, all of that.
A lot of athletes.
Now, I picked Baylor to do this episode with because
I'm a legend.
Listen, you can go through episodes that Baylor have done.
Yes,
and there's always something in there that's 90s ish.
Yep.
So, you did an episode on Shambi Trippin', episode 10, and I was talking about my childhood shows, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I definitely remember that.
Yes, there were some disagreements on that.
Yeah, because cool. you had some bullshit on
That's
here.
That's fine, okay?
Yep.
And you did an episode.
Would you have some shit on there, like Grey's Anatomy or something like that?
No.
You had something on there.
I had Erie, Indiana.
Oh, Erie, Indiana was fire.
Exactly.
That was fire. Did you or did you not have Doug?
That's what you mad at. I didn't have Doug on there.
That's where the beef is at. That's where the beef is. It was something.
Mad at me because I didn't put Doug on my list.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, I want to go. Oh, I got to find that list because I know it was something. It didn't matter what was on that list. Mm-hmm. It was did you have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on that list?
I want to say yes.
Okay.
But I used to watch that with my brother.
Power Rangers,
Gargoyles, Transformers.
Yeah.
Duckwing Duck.
What about Sailor Moon?
No.
Bananas in Pajamas?
No. Nobody ever confessing to that. But Teletubbies, I was in there, okay?
Teletubbies is demonic.
I love Teletubbies.
When I found out the real size of those damn things, pause. Yeah. They was like 8 feet tall. They were like 8 feet tall, 400 pounds.
Listen, that was my show. Then you had an episode 287, 90s culture versus Greg's culture.
Yeah, Greg, because Greg culture is... trash. Okay. It wouldn't that he look. This is the thing because we're 10 years apart, so everything that he went through, like we had surpassed him already. Like he was a kid that only when he came outside, he can only go to the gate. Mm-hmm. He couldn't come outside. He couldn't rollerblade with the rest of them. He couldn't ride.
What you're saying is he had pretty knees.
Yes, absolutely. He has no scars on those knees.
What a waste. All right. So, and you, okay, after that, you did an episode. No, before that, you did an episode 267 called Walkman Talk.
Oh, we got classics. Okay. Jesus.
You were talking about songs that reminded you of the 90s.
I know Mariah Carey was in there.
Of course.
Yes.
Okay. Then I kept going in. I kept digging in your bag. Okay.
Yep. It's a deep bag.
Episode 244.
Damn.
90s and teens.
Uh-oh.
The Brit.
Yes. That's the most recent, right?
No, it's not.
Damn.
That's the oldest, okay? So I was like, okay, we gonna continue this 90s train, okay?
Okay.
You ain't say shit about 90s commercials, and that's what I want to talk about tonight.
90s commercials, because the 90s had some great movies, and they had the first, let me pop quiz, the first hybrid scary movie was what?
No, ain't no pop quiz. I don't know that.
It was Scream.
Oh, yes.
Scream was the first one. You had these cats was out there running a 4-3 flat.
Aren't they doing another one?
Yes. Well, it was rumored that it was going to do part 7.
Okay.
7. That's this started in like 90... What's the first one? 98? No, it had to be before that. 96. I don't know. First Scream the first Scream and James and the Giant Peach came out the same year.
I love James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah.
My kids don't appreciate it though.
Quick story. Me, my cousin, my younger cousin, and my younger brother, mm-hmm. my uncle was taking us to the Magic Johnson movie theater. Okay. We had an option to go see whatever movie we wanted to go see, right? Wait, set that story to the side. I forgot. I want to tell y'all this. He also took us to see Encino Man. Remember Encino Man with Brandon Fraser?
Well, I don't know.
So Encino Man came out, and we went to go see that in Hollywood, and we bumped into Brandon Fraser before to go see his movie. And I saw Batman Phantasm. But back to this. Mm-hmm. So my little brother was smart. He was like, man, I'm about to go see James and the Giant Peach. My uncle asked me, what did I want to go see? And I said, I want to go see Scream. Mm-hmm. He said, are you sure? I said, yes.
Because he knew you were going to be scared.
No, so he assumed that I was going to be scared. I was, what, I don't know exactly what year it came out. I can tell you what grade I was in. But my younger cousin, we're about six or seven years apart. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to be like his big cousin. Like, if he going to see Scream, I'm going to see Scream with him. My uncle was like, are you sure? He was like, yeah. And I take that back. It wasn't the first Scream. It was the second one. It was with Jada Pinkett.
Okay.
And so, opening scene. They're going crazy. This is the first install of Stab, right? You got these cats running around in the movie theaters. Jada talking to Omar Epps. She mad. It's a date. He playing around. He playing into it or whatever. When remember my younger brother, they the same age. They like a year apart, or they close to an age. Mm-hmm. He in there watching James and the Giant Peach, having a ball, popcorn, slushy, my uncle right beside him, watching that bullshit. Mm-hmm. I'm across the hall watching Scream with my cousin. He's sitting right next to me. Shan, when Jada Pinkett got stabbed,
yeah,
and she caught him on that stage, yeah. I remember it like it was yesterday. He said, oh no, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here. He's like, I don't want to do this no more. I say, you gotta go, you gotta go. I didn't find out until afterwards because the movies were already in session. He was so scared to go look for James and the Giant Peach, he just stayed in the arcade area until the movie was done.
He missed two movies.
He missed both of the movies, trying to be a tough guy. So the message today is stop being a tough guy for a movie. Okay, let's proceed.
Okay. The most gruesome movie that I've seen was probably Hostile.
Hostile. Yeah.
The second one is too much.
Yeah, Hostile because what Hostile did to you, Final Destination did to me. Mm. When the first Final Destination hit, when that hit the streets, we were scared to drive. Mm. Me and my wife talk about it all the time when we get on the freeway and we see those, that truck.
Log trucks.
Yeah, that log truck. And it's like, we already know there's a generation that knows not to drive behind that log truck. But the Hostile is, you know, I'm one of those people that believe that some of these movies came from real life experience.
Oh, for sure. Hostile should have been on SUV.
Yeah, don't try to give me with this my creative side.
It was too gruesome, and I will always say to myself, if I go to another country, I'm not staying nowhere where I don't.
Don't go by yourself. That's the number one thing.
It's not happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get into these commercials.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it.
At 10. I drop 10, you drop 10. Okay.
Okay. We dropping 10 straight, or are we just going back and forth like Jaden Styles? Okay.
So my number 10 has to do with the infamous Silver Bag.
Silver Bag.
That had a texture.
That had a texture.
Preferably early on Saturday mornings.
Silver Bag with a certain texture.
Yes.
I need a lifeline. I need another hint.
You ain't getting no more hints.
Is a Silver Bag?
Silver Bag, a certain texture.
Certain texture.
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. And I'm cheating. Marcy right there. Silver
Marcy,
Bag.
I don't know nothing.
Is she thinking too? Silver Bag, certain texture, Saturday morning. That's throwing me off. I can't think of it.
Gotta have my pops, okay?
Oh!
This commercial came out in 96.
Pops, the cereal.
Yes!
It did come in a silver bag.
Yes, and it had a weird texture to it.
We're
getting cereal from space.
It was silk. It was like alien silk.
Yes.
Yeah, it was alien silk for sure. That shit was different. Like, you could toss that bag and that motherfucker still be sliding.
Yes, so I like that cereal.
I think it was fire resistant too. Ooh, no, I think that was a special kind of foil.
It tasted like nothing, but I don't know. I could eat so much of it as long as my milk was cold with an ice cube.
Yeah, I was Vietnam foil. That's what that was.
That commercial. Gotta have my pups.
Oh, we're gonna have a lot of food joints on here.
Oh, for sure.
I'm gonna go with the Got Milk commercials.
With the mustache?
My favorite one was the $10,000 call. Hey, Burr. And he had that mouthful of peanut butter sandwich in it. And he only had, look. Here's what I don't understand in movies and in commercials. How come every time they pick up the damn near empty carton and they pour it in a cup and they act surprised? Bitch, you know.
There's no need for you to pour. You knew it was.
And then it always be like three drops. You know it got three drops in there.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but that was my favorite though. He was tearing that. I seen it. They show him making the peanut butter sandwich. Where's the jelly at, fam? You missed out on, first of all, it's a commercial. I would have spit that shit out on my floor so fast for that 10K.
And I never had a peanut butter sandwich or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with milk.
Well, I can't say that, but I will say this. I don't like milk. I never did like milk. So I can't say that I actually poured a glass of milk with my peanut butter or peanut butter jelly sandwich. So
thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy. Shambi Podden, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website, because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time, because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show.
You might be on the same page as that.
I was definitely the milk lover back in the day.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Full glass, especially with a pack of Oreos.
Was you the bad kid that drunk milk and had the dry milk mustache?
No.
Okay.
No, but I
was gonna start judging you.
Drink milk like it was nobody's business.
Yeah, the milk mustache was. They were definitely marketing that in the '90s.
Yeah, I remember the magazines too.
Yeah, that was dope. The Got Milk definitely had a. They had a time.
Yeah. You knew, like, if a celebrity had a Got Milk ad, they was in.
Mm-hmm. Yep, with the mustache. Yeah. They brand you with the mustache. Yes. Okay.
Now I put a different type of white on top of my lip.
See what I'm talking about?
Number nine. Baby bottle pop, baby.
Oh, man.
The sugar powder candy.
Yeah, and so here's the thing. That one, along the line with the ring pops.
As a boy, you shouldn't be walking around sucking on that.
You shouldn't, but they did.
Yes.
They did.
I think that was like an in-the-house candy.
But to your point, though, back then it was only, I don't want to say this. It was literally only two genders back then. And they told you by the commercials.
Yeah.
They told you by the commercials.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's a good one.
Okay.
I like that one.
What's your number nine?
Oh, number nine is this super throwback. Chia.
Chia, yes.
Chia patch. Chia patch, man.
The man's head.
Come on, man. That was your introduction to gardening.
I always wanted one, but my mom never got one. I wonder why.
Yeah. I mean, whoever, that was a quick lick bag right there. She had passed one for like 2.5 years, maybe.
But when you were watching like a good movie, you would hate for that goddamn commercial to come on.
Yeah, that was yeah. Cause I think it went through the journey of a Saturday morning cartoon to like just a regular commercial. I mean, not cartoon, but a regular commercial. Yeah. After that.
Yeah.
That's throwback. You can see, you can still find those.
Number 8. Mentos, the fresh maker. Why did they stop doing Mentos commercials?
I didn't write that. I'm glad I didn't write that. I was about to write that one down.
They had weird people on the commercial. The weird neighborhoods they would be in.
Yeah, niggas running across the street, jumping over cars.
Fresh maker.
Oh, some goddamn men. Stop lying. How come you this athletic over this dull ass chewing gum?
Oh my god. It wasn't even chewing gum. It was a mint chew.
It was a
berry chew.
Hey, who's the kid that found out about dropping those joints up in the Pepsis and a cola?
I don't know, but when they did it, I sure as hell did it. And my brother did it.
Yeah. We was bad. Science, people. We was eating and drinking science.
Yes.
All right. Now, this one right here is going to put you back in a child's place. This commercial right here had no faces at all. Okay. Only thing that you seen was their hand. You want to give it a guess?
Okay, let me think.
I'll give you one more guess. You can see their hands and you can hear their voices.
Does it have to do with a movie?
No. Strike one.
Excuse
me. Bless you.
Dang, the hands.
It's classic, too. We never seen their faces.
Is it a food?
Adjacent.
Hands.
And the adjacent is like a foul ball in baseball. That's still a strike. So you got one more. I'll give you one more clue.
Okay.
They were always white hands. They were always white hands. And you could always hear their voices. If you was a creative kid, you put a face to them. Yeah. But, you know.
Hey, I can't think of it.
Okay. Strike three then. The Country Crock Butter commercial. Oh, it will always have a hands. It'll be we consider they may have been married or just in a relationship, but it'll be a guy and a woman.
And he would put his hand on her hand to get his finger.
And she'll tap his hand.
Yes!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I was thinking of?
It's the Country Crock Big Bowl Butter joint.
Yeah, they come in the tub now.
They come in the tub.
My mom used to get that, but I have PTSD because when you think we got butter and you go all the way in the back of the fridge and you move five things and you find out it's a thing of rice and peas in there.
Oh, yeah. We still do. It ain't no butter in there. That's Thanksgiving food.
My mom is the reason why I keep clear containers to put food in.
A lot of us do. Because we need to know what's happening. Well, that's why we have trust issues. We think we're about to get some rich country crock butter. No, brother, this is Jell-O.
Jell-O in the butter container. Oh my god.
Yeah.
My number 7.
This is chicken broth.
Okay, my number 7. I'm gonna give you a hint.
Okay.
After school. Or a late night snack.
After school? After school? Wait, after school or a late night snack?
Yes, or a late night snack.
After school or a late night snack.
And you, when you put it in the toaster or the oven, you probably put 4 in there at a time.
Is it toaster strudels?
No! What is it? 4 toaster strudels at a time.
Pop-Tarts.
No.
Now, Pop-Tarts is not Pop-Tarts. You said you could put 4 in there at the same time?
Yes.
The hell was it? No, it's in the toaster, she said.
The toaster or the oven?
She said the toaster or the oven, which just made it harder. Yeah. Pause. It made it more difficult, because if you put it in the toaster... toaster?
Like a toaster oven.
Oh, toaster oven. Now we talking.
Yeah.
She said after school.
Or late night.
So it's a snack.
They still sell them today.
They still sell them together, huh? Is it in the freezer?
That's cheating!
It's in the freezer. It's in the freezer.
You give up?
It's in the freezer.
You give up?
I give up.
They dropped this commercial in 97.
Okay.
Bagel Bites.
Bagel bites. Yeah, but when you said it, I was still thinking the toaster, because you can't put the motherfuckers in there sideways.
No, that's why I had to say toaster oven.
Marcy actually got it. She did say it. When she said it, I was still thinking of a regular toaster.
Oh. When my mom would buy the pack, it probably stayed in the house for like 2.5 days.
Yeah, them just went up, especially the pepperoni joints.
Fine.
Yeah.
Bagel bites.
Speaking of butter.
Yeah.
She didn't say it, but the person on the commercial, the narrator?
Yeah.
The narrator said, 2 times this thick. That's what he said. He was like, 2 times this thick. This is the last clue.
What?
The bottle talked back. The bottle talked back.
Is this your number 7?
Yes.
Coca-Cola.
No. That's a good one though. But no. Mm-mm.
Surge.
No. Hell no.
He didn't like
absolutely not. That was sweet sewer.
Oh my god. Ooh, I just thought of another commercial, but I'm gonna hold.
Okay. Cause it might be it.
No, I don't think it's it. Cause they had a whole song to their stuff.
Oh yeah, it was definitely no song or no music to this.
Okay, I don't know it.
Mrs. Butter's. Damn, I can't even say her name. Buttersworth? Mrs. Butterworth. Yeah, that bottle talked back to little Jimmy.
She was talking on that.
Changed his life. And then you had this dude in the back. Mrs. Butterworth, this one is 2 times as thick. Yeah, the bottle talked back. That's the only reason why we won.
That's like something the master would say.
Yeah. That syrup was fire. I was sad when I found out that was motor oil.
Man, that thing was too thick. You ever had somebody have it too much in the morning and come to school smell like syrup?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. All right. Number 6, what I got? There was a dog in the commercial.
I already know what it is. Is it a food commercial?
Yes.
No, Ghetto Taco Bell. I had that one too. That was my next one.
What happened to that dog?
They just that man, rest in peace.
Used him up.
He was probably Taco Bell's dopest brand.
Yeah. Because even if you didn't hear the commercial, you could play the commercial and you could know it's a Taco Bell commercial.
You know it's that damn dog. No, yeah. Ghetto Taco Bell.
Which is slightly racist.
Yeah. Why they pick that dog?
The marketing team was like, we cannot put a Hispanic in the commercial. We can use a dog.
Yeah, well, we can use a dog.
That's good.
Catchphrase was crazy, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
6.
Well, technically, that was my next one.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. So we got one together.
Yeah.
All right. Number 5. This one got a little explicit.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And I can understand why it's only shampoo.
Hmm.
The Herbal Essence shampoo, when it first came out, and it was moaning during the day on TV.
The Herbal Essence shampoo when it was moaning.
Yes.
In the commercial. Yes. Yeah, that was wild. They made it seem like it was just fire.
Like, no, the next time we go to the store, I got to smell these.
You know, when I think, when I look back at commercials like that, I be like, were we that stupid?
We were, because I didn't connect the dots back then.
No, they sold it, though. Yeah, I believed it.
It is. It's still sold.
Yeah, yeah. They cried for it. We still ain't figuring it out.
What's in five?
Okay, so my next one is, it's an animal, another animal. And it's probably one of the most athletic animals of all time. And your last hint is, he's a cartoon.
I mean, Frosted Flakes.
Damn, she got it. You got it too. Y'all both got it at the same time. She said, you're great.
That was a cereal that my brothers and I couldn't agree on.
It's Frosted Flakes. That damn tiger knew how to ski, play football, basketball, climb a rock, box. That was one of the coolest tigers of all time, Tony the Tiger. And that was cereal was regular ass cornflakes with the chicken on a box, and all he did was just roll the motherfuckers in some sugar and repackage it and say, this is a Frosted Flakes with a tiger, and for y'all boring niggas, y'all can take this white box with this goddamn rooster or this chicken. And just gonna call this cornflakes, and this is Frosted Flakes.
Right.
Segregation.
And I was like, if my mom buy that Raisin Bran, I'm gonna eat some.
Raisin Bran. People who grew up eating Raisin Bran, you have to sock them seven times in their face for them to fall down. Okay?
I like it.
If somebody bites you who used to eat Raisin Bran, they bite right through the bone. Okay. Right through the gristle.
And Raisin Nut Brand. That box is like $7 now.
Oh yeah. But cereal and deodorant is the same price.
Insane. And eggs.
And eggs. And eggs might be more expensive than both of them.
Insane. Okay. My number four is a toy.
Oh, I'm on my way there too.
You touched it in different places. Pause.
Oh, wow.
It came out in
98.
And it was something you had to continuously do or you failed. And it was loud as shit.
Oh, I know what that is.
What is
Sugar,
it?
Sugar, what's the shit that you neglected back in high school?
Oh, God.
You used to come home and that motherfucker be dead. You used to shit everywhere.
Oh, no, no. It's not a Tamagotchi. It's not a Tamagotchi.
It's not that one. What's the other one called?
I'm talking about a Bop It toy.
A Bop It toy?
Bop It.
A Bop It.
And then you had to, like, listen to it, bop it. And they would be like, you had to hit it. And then you had to pull it. And then you had to do something else. But
it's kind of like, it's almost like a Simon Says toy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you messed up the pattern, you would...
You got to start all over.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was... You can't get that to a nigga with ADHD.
I thought that is so bad.
There you go.
A certain level.
You're going to keep going back to level one. All right. Let's keep it in the toy lane.
Okay. Number three.
Okay, look. Classic commercial.
Yeah.
Classic commercial. This particular person brought the late night vibes to television to sell some food. I'm talking about set the vibes and put out some toys too.
What?
Set the vibe.
Okay, was it mac and cheese?
You close. You close. You extreme. She said mac and cheese. You close.
You know how I was thinking of Macaulay Culkin when he had those walkie-talkies in the movie, and we
wanted. I had that toy. I got that toy for Christmas.
Me too.
It was called the Talk Boy, wasn't it?
I think so.
I think it was called the Talk Boy or something like that.
I had a people know my brother had a silver one.
Oh, real quick, they doing the didn't you show me the redo of they coming out with the new version of People Under the Stairs? Mm-hmm. People Under the Stairs.
Yeah.
They do People Under the Stairs. Yeah, that's scary. Okay, so the answer is Mac Tonight, McDonald's, the Moon Face. He set the vibes.
Yes!
Mac Tonight. Mac Tonight was, he played the piano. He had the car that fly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was the moon guy. Mac Tonight. He had a run. He had a run.
A little bit, yeah. You know what I do miss? You could look at certain commercials and not know what time it is and know what time it is.
Exactly. That's why I said Mac Tonight, because a lot of his commercials came on in the evening time. McDonald's was trying to put, like, no, come back. Come get this two all beef patties, pickles, lettuce, cheese on the sesame sweet. What was it? Special sauce?
McDonald's was like, yeah, you fat today. You can lose it tomorrow. Come on.
Yeah.
Sesame seed bun.
On sesame seed bun.
Man, 25-cent burgers.
Uh-huh.
Miss it. All right. Number three is another toy.
Okay.
Purposely for the girls. Our first introduction to being on probation.
And this is for the girls?
Girls.
This is for the girls. It's a toy?
It's a toy.
And she said it's a toy, and this is our first introduction to probation.
Yes.
I'm thrown off. She said it's a girl's toy.
Girl's toy.
And it's the first introduction to probation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. What did she say?
One more hint.
You can play. You can only play with it one at a time.
You can only play with it one at a time. It just sounds wild at this point.
Oh, is it the skip it?
Skip it.
Skip it. But if that ball hits your ankles, you dead.
Yeah, that ball hits your ankles, it's over. You out 2 to 3 weeks.
That came out in 91.
That came out in 91? God damn.
My toy right there. You had to have you couldn't have cankles playing with that toy. You had to have small ankles. You had to put your shoes there, and then put your shoes on. And then roll that thing around.
Okay.
Your ankles got raw. Okay?
Okay.
Right? That's my number three. What's your number three?
Now, this is a mixture between late 80s, early 90s. Okay? When I say this, it should be automatic. When I tell you as a generation, okay. We failed somebody, and they pushed it, and they told us, "Don't do this, don't do that, and just don't." Mm-hmm. We even wore it.
We wore it.
Yeah, we wore it. Yeah, yes, and. I think you can, now don't get me wrong, you probably could get it outside of school, but I know 98% of the people got it from school.
What?
Yeah. And we are all failures of it. All of us.
Candy cigarettes.
Huh?
Candy cigarettes.
Drug abuse resistant education.
Oh, there.
We are all failure, okay?
Their program.
we, Those commercials tried to save our lives.
Oh, this is your brain on drugs.
Yeah. Your brain on drugs, which was an egg.
Like, that egg sounds amazing.
Yeah. But they always put that egg in a pan that had no butter and no grease in it. That right. Motherfucker stuck right now.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yep. Okay. We failed it.
Yeah.
You know, they had a couple of actors with that little serious talk. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Don't do drugs.
And what was the other commercial? Do you know where your kids are?
Do you know where it's 10 o'clock at night? Where's your kids at? They're around the corner having a water balloon war.
Right.
That's where they're at.
Playing with the water hose.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two. There's a candy commercial.
Candy commercial.
And they will always find the best scenarios, including two people.
Two people. Best scenarios, two people, candy commercial.
Yes.
Any idea? Say that again?
It was the best commercials. They always included a scenario with two people.
Uh-huh.
And somebody always got played.
Somebody always got played. Was it Kit Kat?
No.
It wasn't Kit Kat.
Because Kit Kat had four.
Huh?
Butterfinger?
No, but I do remember the commercial with The Simpsons.
No, it ain't that. Because that one came out in the 80s. No, that shit probably came out in the 70s. I was going to say The Owl. No, that's not it.
The Tootsie Roll?
The Tootsie Roll. That came out like when Cosby was popping.
It's the Twix commercial.
Y'all said it at the same damn
time. Two for me and none for you.
Two for me, none for you. Y'all said it at the same time. That's crazy.
The commercial I like was the one where they're in the hospital and they're looking at the babies. It was two men.
Oh yeah.
He had the Twix and he was like, yeah, those are mine right there. And he was like, can I get one? And he was like, yeah, you can get the one on the left. He was talking about the baby and ate both of the Twix.
Yeah. Classic. I like it. They want to know why we are so violent in the U.S. Yes, they do. They want to know. They want to know the real reason why we violent in the 90s. It's because we have nothing but violent kid commercials from the Nerf guns.
The Bop It? Not the Bop It, the
Soccer Bopper.
Soccer Bopper.
You had Soccer Boppers, you had Nerf guns, you had the water guns, Duck Hunt. Oh, let's not forget. Remember, it had a whole little song to it. What was it? Oh, Crossfire. Crossfire. Yo, Hot Wheels. They used to have a Hot Wheels track, and you could just ram your cars into each other. This is why we're this way.
And that's when they made the one of their first remote control cars where if it hits something, it'll flip over.
It'll flip over and it'll keep going.
Right on the other side, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It used to flip off the wall, all kind of shit. We used to go crazy out for that. Oh, my car can flip off the wall. What?
Okay. My number one, and I got a bonus.
Okay.
My number one is another candy.
It's another candy. I got a bonus too. Another candy.
They still sell it now at like classic corner stores or candy stores.
Okay. So it's still out there, but it's only at selective stores.
Yeah. I think you can find it at Five and Below.
Oh, could be at Five and Below. Five and Below do be having a little low keyers up in there.
Yes.
Five and Below got some good stuff in there. I found
some Chunkies last weekend.
Whoever created Five and Below, kudos to you.
Yes, we needed that.
It's like if Kmart adopted a kid, it'd be Five Below.
Yeah. Quick stuff. Bullshit stuff.
Yeah, it's like Kmart, Walmart, little cousin.
I don't feel guilty giving my kids a 20 to go do whatever.
They about to do damage with that $20. They won't come back with at least five things.
Oh yeah. Yep. Okay. So it's a candy. It had kids in the commercial all the time, and it came in different colors.
Skittles?
No. Skittles had bomb commercials too.
Yeah. So it was a kid commercial, and it was different. You said different flavors or different colors?
Different colors and different flavors.
Different colors, different flavors. Not Skittles. It's a kid commercial with a candy that has different flavors, different colors. Not Skittles, not Starburst.
Nope.
Not Starburst. Not M&M's.
Nope.
Those are the only ones I can think of right now.
All right, I'm about to tell you.
Hey, she did say different. Well, technically, M&M's had a lot of different flavors.
That's the same. They were just different colors.
No, remember, I'm talking about, like, they had a regular chocolate, then they had
now they have, like, nine different flavors.
Yeah, they got a gang of them now.
Yeah. It's like ethnicities.
Yeah, definitely. Still the same family, though.
All right, number one is Push Pop.
Push Pop.
Push Pop.
Push it, Push Pop. Push it for flavor.
It's a lollipop without a stick.
Push it for flavor.
And then if you sucked it too hard and it hit your teeth, it's over.
Yo, Push It for Flavor. Yeah. That's a crazy marketing brand right there.
That came out in 94.
Okay. All right, well. Here goes my number one, right?
Yeah.
Do y'all remember? Okay, well, no. It's a soda. It's a soda. It's a soda, and they had fire. When these commercials popped off, have you ever followed a brand? No matter what it is, just think of a brand that kind of came up with like a rebrand, but it attached itself to something. It's kind of like Young Money having like Drake
Pepsi.
Attached. No, not Pepsi.
Fanta.
It's not Fanta. Y'all both said that one. It's not that one. But when I'm telling you that these characters, they're the same thing. Think of the Minions, but for a soda. Oh, that's a good one. Think of the Minions, but for a soda.
Mountain Dew?
Not Mountain Dew.
Damn.
If you can guess the soda, I'll tell you what the soda is. I'll tell you if you guessed it.
Shit. I can't think of the soda.
I'll give you a hint on what the soda is. We would drink it, and it was along the lines of medication.
Right.
No, close.
Hawaiian.
No, we never drunk Hawaiian Punch for no medication purposes.
Ginger ale.
Ginger ale is a good one, but that's not it.
Damn.
Close. You said two out of the three, the top three.
Root beer.
Anytime there was some type of signals, there you go, a 7-Up.
7-Up!
Now, but look, you got to find the character that I'm talking about. They had a run.
Was it a basketball player?
No. And it was multiple. And to tell you the truth, they don't really have like an official title, but they are and it was a gang of them too.
Bugs Bunny, the Looney Tunes?
Nope. I'm counting down 10 from my head.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one though. Close. The lemons were a staple. That was what 7-Up was. It was the lime and no, that was Sprite. Sprite was the lime, yeah. The lemon and the lime. 7-Up had the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It had the spots.
The spots.
The 7-Up spots.
No, I don't.
Y'all don't remember the 7-Up spots?
No.
Look up 7-Up spots on your phone.
7-Up spots.
The 7-Up spots. They used to wear, they have one where they used to wear the shades. They were spots. They used to jump all over the place.
Spots.
7-Up spots.
Yes, red dots. Okay.
Thing.
Yeah.
I would have never got it.
Yeah. I had to make it difficult for number one. I got a bonus just like you, though.
Hmm. It looked like a 6-year-old drew this.
Probably.
That's crazy.
But they had their run, though. They had their run.
You know, a man with knees just like this.
It was a commercial. I think one of the first commercials was when they was in the supermarket and they was jumping off. They was jumping off the soda cans or the bottles and they was hiding from the people.
It says 7-Up, the Uncola. The Uncola.
There you go. What's your bonus?
Okay. My bonus was that Fanta commercial.
Oh, the bonus was a Fanta commercial. First of all, Marcy is featured in this episode.
Yeah, she is. I was like, now I got to add her to the title.
Yeah, now we're adding you to the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, wanna. Yeah. Yeah. What was the best Fanta drink?
Shoot. I like the red and I like the orange.
I like the orange. Orange or grape. What was the other joint called that we used to be at our school? Oh, Fruitopia. Remember that shit?
Fruitopia, yes. That was syrup.
Yeah, fruit. That was syrup. Yeah, that was bad. That was bad. Here go my bonus. Here go my bonus. It's another animal. It's another animal. Okay. Animal? HBCU band.
Bro.
Energy.
Animal.
Animal. HBCU band. Energy.
Was it a
food? Huh?
Was it representing a food?
No, it was not representing a food. It was representing energy.
Energy.
Come on! You're right there!
Hey, it's not nowhere.
Look. No, that's a good one. Don't think about the animal. Just know it's an animal. Think about HBCU band. And think about the instrument. Energy.
The drums?
I know. Drake is yelling at the phone right now.
Oh, my God!
You keep saying the same thing and it ain't bringing
I know! It's like,
okay. Okay, so watch this.
Bring it in.
Bunny. Drums. Energizer Bunny.
Yes!
The Energizer Bunny. New commercials was wild.
You remember the batteries where you had to hold it down to see the power on the ends?
Oh, that was fire. And we used to put them in the freezer, too.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Back down memory lane. Was that not a good... That was good.
Yeah, that was good. We had one. Animal. We had one. It was the same.
It was awful.
Huh? Yes. No, we had two.
Two.
I think we had two.
At Taco Bell.
We had Taco Bell. Oh, no, we had.
We had
one. Yeah. Taco Bell. Oh, I forgot to mention the McDonald's Monopoly commercials, too.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, that was wild. Remember everybody's, to this day, still looking for...
everybody took them fucking cups serious.
Yes. But what is the one... What's the two blocks? I mean, what's the two blocks on Monopoly that we needed? The boardwalk and park?
Yeah.
Yes, because if you got those two, you were like a millionaire or some shit like that. Yeah. And in a commercial, the old lady had it, and everybody came around her, and they were celebrating. No, that's false, McDonald's. Okay? You got that old lady ass whooped. Because everybody was looking for those two. Everybody was looking for those too. When they implemented Monopoly into the McDonald's commercials, niggas went wild because you can get the Monopoly pieces at your supermarket. Remember? Albertsons. They used to give you the McDonald's Monopoly pieces with your receipt. Niggas was going home with their groceries playing Monopoly on their bed. Huh? From Albertson.
Yeah, Albertson's in Florida.
Hell yeah. And then McDonald's. I think McDonald's probably had. McDonald's had to be a top three brand in the 90s. Had to. They had all the cartoon.
That, and they gave away the best collector's items.
They had the toys. Yes. Yes. Mac Tonight, Garfield, Flintstones.
Remember the Batman cups when Batman Forever came out?
The Batman cups, the Flintstone cups, all those are collector items right now. Mm-hmm. Yes, any dope movie that was coming out that was PG-13 or lower, they had to go through McDonald's. They had to. And they made them. Calvin got his first job at McDonald's. Shout out to Calvin. Yeah, man.
And whoever said that company should stop putting toys in the cereal box need to be slapped.
Oh, they used to put at the... Let me tell you how brainwashed we was. We would get the cereal, go home, find the biggest bowl.
And empty that hole.
Empty that bitch out just to get that goddamn toy. Mm-mm. Oh, remember the, what you call it? Yeah. The Kool-Aid points?
Yeah.
The Kool-Aid points and the cereal, the box top, or whatever that shit was called.
The cereal tops, yeah.
Cereal tops, yeah. They had us hooked. They had us hooked. Now it's just Skins and Roblox and shit like that. Man, back in the day, we had the... Our parents was pissed off. Frosted Flakes everywhere. For a toy. I want the toy. The Happy Meals was better.
It was war when you had siblings because you had to be the first to get it.
People don't know. You used to neglect that hamburger. Go straight to the toy while you eating the fries.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yep. That was fire.
Good time.
I do. I want to go back. Yeah. I would like to go back.
I don't even know what the latest toy is no more.
It's sad. They don't promote it like that no more. They turning these fast food places and like the outside of them. Remember... You know, that mug used to look like a miniature amusement park. Yes. Yeah.
Now it's particular places that got a play section.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy, man. Even like the commercial. Remember when Dave used to be in the Wendy's commercial?
Yes.
Old white man with the glasses. That's when that barbecue was fire.
All the characters from McDonald's was in it.
Yeah, they used to ask Dave all kind of stupid ass questions. Dave, where you been at? Running this business, stupid. This is why you got a job. That's what I've been doing. Shout out to Dave, man. And the Jack in the Box commercials. When did Jack start coming on the commercials? Was that in the 90s?
I don't know.
Remember, Carl Jr. had those explicit commercials. Remember
that? Oh, what the? Tripping off?
Yeah, they used to make them burgers look fire.
We used to have a Roy Rogers in Philly.
Man.
Roy Rogers.
Throwback right there. Good commercials. Good commercial. Good commercial. I'm going to tip my hat to the Saturday morning cartoon commercial. They had all kind of shit, just from wrestling to Barbies. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? To the cars, they had everything. They promoted everything to a T.
In October, November, and early December, you knew Saturdays you need to be at the TV with a piece of paper and a pencil, right?
Yes. Yes. Now yes.
Your parents, what you get?
They catered. They catered the seasons. the commercials around the seasons. So you knew you got Christmas commercials.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Halloween commercials. Yeah. Ain't got that no more.
Well, that's it. That is our top 10 90s commercials. We only get interesting commercials now around Super Bowl, and they don't even be that good.
Yeah. The new commercials is like the little, the new commercials are clips now. It's the clips that they have on YouTube. Yeah, TikTok and stuff like that. If you're watching commercials now, that means you're still watching regular TV. And the only people that's watching regular TV is, somebody. Yeah, basically. They probably got more infomercials. They don't tell you.
What's your A1C levels?
Yeah, if you ate this taco back in 2001, you got a case, because you got lymphomania, trans Dracula.
Now it's 2022.
Yeah, you sign this so you can get paid.
Are you taking a Ozempic in 2022?
Yeah, it's wild, man. The new commercials is the clips now. If it's not a clip from a podcast or from mainly from podcasts. Actually, you're getting clips from podcasts or clips from like real stuff that somebody that recorded. If not that, then it's some type of ad, some type of bought ad to where somebody is promoting something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it.
Well, y'all, that was Baylor and Marcy.
That was definitely me and Marcy. You can find me and her in our living room.
Yes, on that west side, okay?
Yeah.
My name is Shan, and I'm sure Baylor has another 90s episode up his goddamn sleeves.
We're going to figure it out.
Mm. But yeah. You know what list I'm working on next?
What's that?
I'm working on a top 15 unhealed love songs list.
I'm already pissed off at that.
He's gonna sing love songs when they're crying about a relationship that they should have been in the first place.
Oh, well, we know Mary J. Blige is gonna be on it.
Yes, Soup of Mary J.
Blige. I bet you majority of that list is women.
It is.
Yeah, they had the best heartbreak song. Yeah, you might catch a few. You might catch maybe Case or Carl Thomas.
You got one Carl Thomas on there.
Yeah, you got one Carl Thomas.
Yeah.
With that damn Carnegie sweater, yeah.
But yeah. That's what I'm working on next. But I appreciate you. You want to tell these people where to find you?
Keith Sweat,
yes. Begging.
Yeah. Probably, maybe a Bobby Brown. I don't know.
I answered your question today on the pod.
Huh?
I answered your question today on the pod.
Oh, I haven't finished. Do y'all play? Do y'all actually play the voicemail?
No, we play the voicemail. We put them on there, but that's not the pod I'm talking about. I'm talking about the pod you dropped today. I did an episode to answer your question.
Oh, yeah. PSA.
Yeah, I got that to do.
PSA. Okay.
Yeah.
At Baylorism on, was it Twitter? I think at Baylorism on Twitter and TikTok. Mm-hmm. And at Baylor the Great on IG.
Okay.
BTG for President, Open Run with BTG, part of Renaissance Network, Black Horror Humor, The Breaks Radio,
Facts.
And Pod Fam.
Facts.
Yep.
My fam all day.
Yeah.
Appreciate both of you. Thank you for tapping in.
Hi, bye, people. And bye.
I'm going to do like Baylor do on his episodes. I'm not ending it with no outro.
Yeah.
I'm going to just talk and hang up the phone in your face.
That's what you got to do. Now that, my friend, is a phenomenal throwback show. Oh, when I tell you, they gonna get their money's worth on this one, Shan.